Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. My name is Ken Shreve, joined today by news editor Ed Carson. And on today's show, we'll take a look at a pretty rough market, especially during the last 10 minutes of trading. Saw a lot of selling pick up on the final trading day of April. So we had some inflation data before the open that we'll get into. But before we do that, Ed, as always, has got three stocks to watch. Oh, can't hear you, Ed.
Need to, sorry about that. Eli Lilly, Modine Manufacturing, and Constellation Energy, please.
Okay, sounds good. Well, let's start by taking a look at the NASDAQ Composite. And like I said, we've been firmly lower all day, but then the selling really picked up the pace during the final 10 or 15 minutes of trading. You can see there on the intraday chart. So Ed, going back to the daily chart here on the NASDAQ, look, we did have some the employment cost index this morning released at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. Market initially just kind of went lower and wasn't able to recover after that.
Yeah, and we're hitting resistance. There's a lot of things coming together. I mean, that was just another inflation type report that was negative. We've got these technical hurdles. We're coming right up to the 50-day line. You know, we've talked about Friday having the spirit of a follow-through day, but it wasn't a follow-through day. And in any case, follow-through days aren't infallible. The 50-day line's resistance, and we have all this news. There's the Fed. There's a slew of earnings tonight, tomorrow morning, Wednesday night, Thursday night, economic data, lots of reports. So we could have a lot of whipsaw action. It's the end of the month. But the thing is, what you know, investors need to do is just sort of wait to see what happens. I mean, wait to see. Maybe tomorrow we'll have a decisively great day. Maybe tomorrow we'll just sell off towards the lows. I mean, we don't know. And you shouldn't be trying to guess that. But that's not great action so far.
Well, during times when there's a lot of uncertainty in the market, you tend to see volatile price action, and we did get that today. You mentioned we're still really deep in earnings season here, and we'll take a look at some reports in just a little bit. But let's go on and take a look at the S&P 500, which also was under pressure. NASDAQ Composite ended with a loss of 2% on the day, S&P 500 down 1.6%. And it's the end of April, so we did get volume pick up the pace, during the final few minutes here. But S&P 500 still in the same situation here, kind of meeting with some resistance here, could be ready to consolidate.
Could be. It could be a longer period. It's certainly that suggestive. It would have been nice to have held the 21-day line, but we just didn't on the NASDAQ and S&P or any of the indexes, really.
Okay. And how about small caps? Take a look at the Russell 2000. This is an index that has come the most off its high. It rallied yesterday along with the other major indexes, but this index took a hit, looks like down 1.8%.
Yeah, down 1.8%. And this is more volatile, you know, when we have this number. But yeah, this has some distance from the 50-day line. You can see it really hasn't done well for the last few months relative to the rest of the S&P 500.
All right, and then just checking in on the Dow Jones Industrials, down 1.5% on the day. So just a lot of selling today, in the same situation for the Dow. It's on a downtrend. If indexes can, you know, somehow surge above their 50-day lines, that would be enough to break the market out of a downtrend. But the market still needs to do it first, and you know, we would need to see it in some heavy volume. But there's just just a lot of uncertainty that the market's trying to work its way through.
Absolutely.
Okay, a couple of ETFs we want to take a look at real quick. Let's start with the chip making ETF SMH. That was under pressure, and kind of the same picture here. This one came close to reclaiming its 50-day moving average yesterday. It looks like it got turned away.
Yeah, and there's a lot of news after the close, so we'll see how that. You know, you can see the futures. You know, and it's already moving. But yeah, this is key. Getting above this, in addition to the indexes, this is really sort of the heart of the rally.
Okay, the materials ETF XME, that had been, you know, showing some signs of strength, but boy, really volatile action. Tried to break out, came all the way down to its 50-day moving average, started to rally, back above that 60 level, but under a lot of pressure today.
Yeah, it was definitely a risk-off day across a lot of instruments.
All right, and then XLI. Let's take a look at XLI. And this is the...
This is the industrials.
The industrial ETF, right. Kind of trading near the 50-day moving average. Also under quite a bit of pressure today.
Yeah, and so just a lot of those front. And I'll just also just show to add in Bitcoin definitely showing the risk off. You know, this is, you know, IBIT, one of the spot ETFs, hitting a two-month low. And again, it's just a risk-off situation, which is understandable heading into all this news.
Yeah, we had that pretty weak earnings report from MicroStrategy, which is a big Bitcoin holder. That stock really got taken apart today. And a lot of Bitcoin stocks in general down sharply. All right. Well, there was some good news in the session, at least early on. We had a nice earnings report from Eli Lilly. And we know that, demand for their diabetes drug, Mounjaro, and their weight loss drug, Zepbound, very strong. This is a pretty good earnings report, Ed.
Yeah, and technically the overall revenue missed, but as I say, the weight loss drugs were strong, the earnings were strong, the guidance was strong, pretty good raises there. So this one has bounced back above the 50-day line. You can see the RS line, not quite at a new high, but getting awfully close. And honestly, it might still have a little bit more to go given how bad the market was at the end. The buy point is 878. You might have thought the bounce above the 50-day line was, you know, a buyable area, or because there's a trend line area. You could treat this almost as a double bottom. So that 793 seems like a nice spot, especially where Eli Lilly sort of peaked out intraday. So getting above that would seem like a really nice place to maybe start a position or add to shares. But again, along with AI, weight loss drugs are sort of like, this is sort of like one of the big game changer, new products, technologies out there. So it's definitely Lilly, we have Novo Nordisk in a couple of days and a few others, but this is definitely one to pay close attention to.
Yeah, we got Novo Nordisk reports Thursday before the open, and that one is still fighting a good fight at the 50-day moving average here. So still a busy week of earnings. All right, let's move on and take a look at Modine Manufacturing, MOD. Still seeing stocks holding support at their 50-day lines on the weekly chart, holding their 10-week lines, and this one has made a nice move, Ed, and it's sort of an ancillary data center play, building a base here right near the 10-week moving average.
Yeah, and so it's acting well. This is in this the building AC and heating products thing. It's like air conditioners and heating products. That's actually becoming sort of an AC and AI adjacent sector because these AI data centers run so hot. Now we've seen that with a number of stocks that can provide cooling. Really powerful. So this one is doing well. It looked like it was maybe flashing a buy signal a couple of days ago, backed off a little bit. Maybe it just consolidates a little more, but you don't know. If this market has more trouble, this could easily fall down or some other eyes, you know, that we don't know. And so this is one of those where you want to have it on your watch list, be prepared. Maybe a move over the recent highs would provide some sort of entry, but probably want to wait for that strength, wait for that, you know, in the stock and the market before doing anything.
Yeah, this is kind of a tough market right now because you can find stocks that are fundamentally and technically strong, but when you're in a downtrending market, that weak market tends to, you know, take everything down with it. So you want to avoid the pitfall of buying stocks that are, you know, acting well. And if you do, then you really want to keep those position sizes small. But favoring cash seems to be a good place to be right now. Final stock on the list. Another, you know, name really showing good relative strength here. And this is Constellation Energy, sort of alternative energy turbines and the like.
Yeah. And really what's gotten this going in many ways, because the numbers fundamentals haven't been great, but it's seen now in increasingly utilities, which used to be among the ultimate defensive names, are starting to feel like AI plays because the power needs are so huge. So this one had a huge move on earnings last time. It's set up nicely, finding support at the 21-day line, the 10-week line. It's about to have a flat base, maybe in just a couple of days on daily. It should definitely have one on a weekly by the end of the week. Assuming it doesn't move out or up, relative strength line holding up. So the fundamentals are still waiting for that, but there's a lot of expectations that Constellation Energy and a lot of other utilities could really do well in a way, even in a bull market, which is not normally when they shined.
Yeah, well, definitely another stock that looks like it's under accumulation here. Good looking weekly chart. Again, that powerful earnings move, and it has in the process of digesting those gains, pretty well as it holds above its moving averages here. So that's a look at Constellation Energy. All right, we did have three fairly high profile earnings reports. I'm not sure if all of them are out, but I know. Let's take a look at Amazon, Ed. After the close, they had. They had earnings, and looks like the stock is up.
Just a little bit, but it beat views. It looks like their guidance wasn't great on the revenue side, so that's something we'll see how that goes. It's moved around a lot. A lot of names have moved around a lot, so that's definitely in flux right now.
And another stock that. It really succumbed to selling late in the session with that drop below the 50-day moving average. Yeah. Let's take a look at Super Micro, SMCI. Is this true? It's really not moving a whole lot?
It has been moving a lot, but it's not moving right now. But it's like, and this is one of the ones that triggered that big sell-off because it simply didn't give any preliminary guidance. Well, today they finally had the earnings. The earnings beat comfortably, but the revenue missed. And so this has been up 9%, down 5%. And that's just me glancing at it while we're doing the show. Who knows where this will go? I'm not sure about guidance. I don't know. And the third big name that we're looking for, and there's a lot of names out there, but another big name is AMD. I don't know if that is reported yet. That one's been a bit of a laggard, but it's still, Supermicro and AMD, and maybe what Amazon has to say about like spending on AI. Those will be very important for AI names like NVIDIA, like Broadcom.
We had the 10-year Treasury yield rose again today, Ed, and we've had the start of the two-day Federal Reserve meeting. We've got the policy statement Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Are we going to hear a hawkish Fed, a dovish Fed, or just sort of in between? What are you expecting to hear from Jay Powell tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they're going to stick to the script of we don't need to do anything. But I think they'll be stronger about that because Powell in the last few weeks has signaled that, he admits it. Inflation isn't coming down anymore. For a while, he's sort of like, no, I'm looking on it, but it's not. So they might start signaling that there may not be any rate cuts in 2024. It's becoming a growing possibility. They probably won't say anything like that so explicit, but they'll probably, and really it comes down to the data. We're going to get a lot of data tomorrow. We're going to get the Friday, April jobs report. And so it's all these months. If inflation comes down, the Fed is going to be happy to cut rates. But as long as inflation stays high, the Fed has made it clear that they're not going to be cutting rates if inflation is not coming back down.
Yeah, and as long as economic data stays strong, that's gonna be tough to help the Fed in its fight against inflation. So Fed has been waiting for some softness in the jobs market, and it really has been waiting for a while. So, the Fed could use a softening jobs market just to help in its fight against inflation. So, again, lots of uncertainty. I think the stock market is still grappling with what the economy is going to look like in the second half of the year. Is it going to be a slower, a sharper than expected slowdown? Just so many moving parts here. But when you have uncertainty across many fronts, it's really a time to kind of step away, take some profits, and raise some cash here. So, Ed, thanks very much for your insight. Tomorrow should be an interesting day. Again, the Fed meeting concludes at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and then the jobs report looms large on Friday. We'll see how Amazon, SMCI, and AMD open tomorrow after earnings. So that'll do it for today. If you haven't had a chance to tune in to IBD Live, you can go to investors.com/IBD Live and take a trial. It's about an hour and a half of market analysis each morning. We've got special guests each week. So be sure to join us. So again, thanks for watching today, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.